Eugene-based Market of Choice has bought nearly 3 acres of land just south of downtown Bend. Officials with the family-owned grocery chain say they are interested in expanding to Bend in the near future, but say they don't have any immediate plans to do so. An article in the Bulletin says the property is on the east side of Lava Road between Arizona and Colorado Avenues. The company says right now they're looking at the land purchase as an investment. Market of Choice sells conventional and organic food and supports local producers. They have 8 stores between Ashland and Portland, all of them west of the Cascades. A Bend financial advisor says a huge wealth gap could color the political discussion over federal spending. The Pew Research Center report shows that older Americans have a net worth 47 times that of their grandchildren's generation. It says that households headed by those who are 65 or older have a median net worth of $170,000 compared to about $3,600 for those 35 and younger. Financial advisor Troy Reinhardt says some wonder if the government should spend more money on younger people.
It was brought up is that we spend all this money on Medicare and Social Security and those kinds of things, and do we really need to be doing that, or should we be spending that money on something else like infrastructure that will help support jobs and the creation of jobs and jobs growth, which will benefit young people?
The report also shows the wealth gap has widened dramatically. 25 years ago, the older group had 10 times, not 47 times, the net worth of the younger group. When Steve Scott Realtors close up shop next month because of Scott's retirement, many of the realtors will move to RE/MAX Key Properties downtown. Owner Bill Duffy says in the next month or so, they'll more than double the number of agents in their office.
With the decision that Steve Scott made to retire, it opened up the door for us, you know, not only to get just agents, but good quality agents who have a lot of experience, who have been through the trenches, know how to do real estate, and the fit for us and the fit for them has been perfect.
RE/MAX Key Properties on Franklin downtown will go from 18 agents to nearly 40 by the end of the year. Bend police are looking for the person or persons who stole 6 laptop computers from a Bend real estate office over the weekend. When workers showed up Sunday morning at the John L. Scott Real Estate Company on 3rd, they found their computers gone and many of their personal items on the floor. Police say one of the back doors was tampered with and broken into. If you have any information, you're asked to call Bend police. Meantime, authorities say a 13-year-old boy has been arrested after being accused of threatening to shoot other students at Whitaker Middle School in Kaiser. Officials say the principal told resource officer Jay Prawl that the boy had made the threat to other students, but the teen denied it. Police say Prawl interviewed other students at the school and later arrested the teen. The boy is being held at the Marion County Juvenile Department. Well, this Friday is Veterans Day, and Bend will host its annual Veterans Day Parade in downtown. It starts at 11 in the morning. Parade organizer Rabin Harpel says in years past, money was sometimes an issue, but not this year.
It's about $2,000, a little bit more each year. We have to cover permits and also all the supplies and banners to honor those that have fallen, and a lot of administration expenses, but we're able to do it this year, and we're really thrilled. So just reminding everybody, it's this Friday, November 11th. Kicks off at 11 a.m. downtown Bend.
Nearly 100 entrants are scheduled to march through the downtown area Friday morning. They'll start at the Veterans Memorial Bridge on Newport, then march down Wall Street and finish up on Harmon. In an open letter to Occupy Portland protesters, Mayor Sam Adams says the current encampment behind City Hall is not sustainable. Adams says reported violence and drug and alcohol abuse at the Portland encampment must be addressed. The mayor says he wants these problems to be solved before someone is seriously injured or killed. The letter does not include what action the city may take if problems continue. And in a related story, Occupy Portland protesters are on their own if nature calls. The city of Portland is shutting down the last restroom at Lounsdale Park this morning because of threats against its cleaning crews. 3 other bathrooms at Lounsdale and Chapman Parks have already been closed, and the camp's porta-potties were removed yesterday because the donor contract expired. A protester working on the bathroom situation says Occupy Portland is working on buying its own porta-potties. Good for them. Next local news comes your way at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for KBND Radio News.